Shabbat Shalom, brethren. We're coming to the end of this short teaching on the transitioning from the month of Adar to Nisan. We'll talk about Nisan tomorrow, but once the sun sets, we're meant to blow the shofar horn and do some prayers in commemoration of the month of Nisan. So it so happens that it was on the first of Adar, this month Adar, that the three plagues of darkness, the plague of the 3 days of darkness hit the land of Egypt. It was the ninth tool placed during this month when the Israelites were still being held captive in the land of Mizraim, Egypt. Exodus 10:23. This started on the first of Adar, 6 weeks before the Exodus from Egypt. Then on the third of Adar, we see that we've learned that the temple was rededicated. The second temple was rededicated by Ezra and Nehemiah and other people that were present after their captivity. Then on the seventh of Adar is the day on which Moses was born, and Moses died years later at age 120. Then, and in fact, for 40 days they mourned him and then they moved into the land of something like that. Anyway, as the 40 days were drawing to a close, they crossed the river Jordan. So the 13th of Adar is known as the day of war between the Jews and their enemies in Persia. This can be seen in the book of Esther, chapter 9. The 13th of Adar is also called Yom Nicanor, which is the day on which the Maccabees defeated the Syrian general Nicanor in a battle fought 4 years after the Maccabees' liberation of the Holy Land and the miracle of Hanukkah. So we had King Antiochus the Epiphany, who tried, you know, Epiphany means he tried to make himself Christ over the land. But of course the Jews call him Antimony because they call him a man of madness. He was mad for him to think he can be Christ over the Jews. He, you know, desecrated the land by removing the holy things from the temple and asking them to put in, you know, the stuff like the pig and his image, you know, and he was asking them to stop circumcising themselves, stop reading the Torah, stop eating the clean foods. He told them to do everything that Yah had told them not to do. So they had to flee. A lot of them fled and hid away. Others stayed and disobeyed, and some others fought. So the Maccabees were the main people that led the liberation movement. They're the ones who fought against the soldiers of the king. And then the king was struck with a disease that made him unbearable to be around. In fact, everyone left the palace for him. It was during this time that the Lord allowed the seven branch lampstand to be lit for 8 extra days miraculously by him, because there was not enough oil. There was only oil for 1 day, so they used that 1 day oil, and then Yahweh miraculously made the lamp to be lit for the rest of the 8 days. And to this day we celebrate the festival of lights, which is called Hanukkah. And it's also called the Festival of Dedication around November-December time. If it's a leap year, sometimes it goes into the month of January, depending. But I just thought I should give a little bit of history as to who the Maccabees are. This happened just before Yahushua came. It happened in the Second Temple. And after this event, that's when Yahushua was born on earth. So it's very significant, and it's a shame that the book of the Maccabees were removed from the Bible. All right, then on the 14th of Adar, Purim victory was celebrated in the Persian Empire. Purim was to be celebrated in the month of Nisan, but because Nisan is a very busy month and we're meant to focus more on deliverance from bondage by, you know, Egypt, from Egypt, and deliverance by Yahushua's death, we celebrate Esther's festival in the month of Adar, so the month before. I'll explain more about that when we're talking about the month of Nisan. Then in the month of, on the 15th of Adar, we also celebrate Purim victory, but that was mostly in the city of Shushan. The Purim victory for the 14th was for the entire Persian Empire. Sorry, the one for the 15th is for the people outside, you know, the ones where the walls, they were very tall walls and it wasn't easy to access. Then on the 17th of Adar, we remember that the day the Jewish people left Persia following the Purim story, so they were free. Then on the 23rd of Adar, we remember that the tabernacle of Moses was first, it's called the Mishkan, the tabernacle of Moses was assembled. You know, it takes time to assemble. So it was assembled for the first time after Bezalel had, you know, made the things that were required together with the team that, you know, Yah had put together for him. So they put it together for 7 days, and training also began during that period. So the 7 days are 23rd of Adar to the 30th of Adar in preparation for Nisan 1, which is Rosh Hashanah. Then on the 25th of Adar, we remember the death of Nebuchadnezzar as per Jeremiah 52:31. Remember the death of Zedekiah in Babylon captivity. Moroduk, Nebuchadnezzar's son and successor, freed him and his nephew Jeconiah. On the 27th of Adar, but Zedekiah died that same day. Hallelujah. So, I think this is found in Ezekiel 32, something like that. So, Adar is the month in which we celebrate various things and we give glory to Yah for that. Is the month in which we are to be lifted up, because the prayer, the picture drawn for prayer is lifting up. Right, so we're going to end here now for the month of Adar. We're going to say the priestly blessing, and that's us. This month has come to an end, but as it comes to an end, the sweetness of Yah will not come to an end with it. We will continue to enjoy the blessing of year of the sweetness, swiftness, courage, and the lifting of Yah in Yahushua's name. Amen. So this is the priestly blessing in Hebrew and in English. Yevarechecha Adonai Yahweh veyishmerecha Ya'er Adonai Yahweh panav eilecha vichunecha yisa Adonai Yahweh panav eilecha ve'asem lecha shalom b'shem Yahushua. Amen. B'shem means in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So in English, you know, it comes from Numbers 6. In English, it's number 6, 24-26. May the Lord Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord Yahweh shine his face up toward thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord Yahweh lift his face toward thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen. In Yahushua's name, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Lord, for this teaching. Thank you, Father. For your Holy Spirit, we pray, Lord, that your presence will continue to abide with us and guide us and help us to understand your times the way you want us to, in the name of Yahushua. Even as this month of Adar comes to an end, Lord, we pray that your sweetness, your swiftness, your courage, and your lifting will not come to an end in our lives. It will continue
in the name of Yahushua, it will continue to manifest. I pray, Abba Yahweh, that as we transition into the month of Nisan, that Father, you will do great miracles for us in the month of Nisan. Father, give us testimonies that we will not forget. For your glory, in the name of Yahushua, open doors of your blessing. Open the windows of heaven. Open the floodgates of heaven, Father, and shower us with your blessings in the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Yahushua's name we prayed all this. Amen. Amen.
Wishing you a happy new month. Shalom.